there, everybody. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
It's the only show.
So last week, we were talking about the rapture, right?
Yes.
Surprise, surprise, we got raptured.
Yeah, we did.
We're coming at you live, pre-recorded from heaven this week. Yeah.
It's nice out.
I didn't see it coming, you know, honestly. I really didn't think we were going to end up here, but we did.
Mm-hmm.
And we were waiting in line at the pearly gates. And who did we see but our good buddy, P. Shu?
Yeah. It's so great to see you guys there. I too was worried about you. And
yeah, I know. Like, you were probably pretty sure where you were going, sure, were you surprised to see us there?
I was surprised. A lot of people made it up there. I was very happy with the Almighty's acceptance of more people than we were expecting.
Seemed like he probably wasn't paying much attention to what he was doing. Because, yeah, there were a lot of people up there that were just jerks. Yeah, it was kind of weird. We were waiting in line at the pearly gates, and St. Peter was up there giving people their little wristbands, checking IDs.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of annoying because, you know, the show was supposed to start at 6, but the doors didn't open till 8, so we were standing out there for two hours.
Always make you wait. It's kind of a jerky thing. But.
And he was checking IDs, which I thought was weird, and writing little X's on the kids' hands, I guess, so they couldn't drink once you got inside, which kind of sucks now that I think about it, because they're always going to be that age. So they will never be able to drink.
That is unfortunate.
In heaven. And you know what else is weird? Up here, I'd say like 90% of the workforce is just janitorial staff. And I guess it kind of makes sense because it's pretty hard to scrub the dirt out of a cloud. Those things are really absorbent. Mm-hmm. They get really dirty really quickly. This show might be a little bit late this week because the only ISP up here is AOL dial-up.
They're behind the times. It's
probably because they have no IT staff because their entire budget goes into vacuum cleaning.
Right.
Yeah. It's really pretty disappointing up here. It's kind of like a shitty hotel. I expected to have, you know, whatever I wanted because it's heaven, but there was no recording equipment. So I had to have them rapture that up. I had to fill out all these forms. But we got it. And I was surprised at how thorough they were because they even brought Mr. Wonderful back. So.
Well, this is for you.
See, he's here.
He deserves to be here. So.
In the heaven studio.
Yeah, and the floor, the cloud floor, it's a lot harder than you think it'd be. You think it'd be
it's
like
been
nice
trampled
and soft.
Down so much. Oh, yeah. You know, it all gets condensed.
Yes. That was unfortunate.
Let's see. I took some notes about heaven. bumped into Paul. Oh, yeah. It's weird because from the outside, the whole place looks really small. I don't know if you guys watch Doctor Who at all.
No.
Yeah, yeah. I don't, but I got in a conversation with God about it, and he would not shut up. And apparently there's this thing called the TARDIS that's kind of like I guess it looks sort of like a phone booth from the outside, but on the inside it's really, really big. That's how he explained it to me, because on the inside heaven's pretty big. It's got to fit all these people inside, but on the outside it's like a hallway. So that's one of my notes. Let's see. Put in a request to have my equipment raptured. St. Peter checking IDs. AOL dial-up. Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know what I wish they would have told me on the way in is that angels don't look anything like I thought they would.
Yeah.
Like, there are no floating winged babies or just winged dudes with crazy robes or anything. The first angel I saw was a bunch of like weird metal rings on fire with eyes all over them, just spinning around.
It's quite a shock the first time.
Yeah, and it'd be nice if they told you not to look directly at them. Because that was the only one I caught a glimpse of, because after that I learned you start crying blood, which it's like staring at the sun, only worse, and I really wish they would have mentioned that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not
like
they have to explain everything to you, Kyle. Some common sense has to jump in here somewhere.
Well, you know, it wouldn't bother me so much if it weren't that they kept coming up to me and introducing themselves. You know, they should at least hand out sunglasses at the door or something.
It's more of an Eastern culture up here where you're supposed to just kind of bow and look at their feet.
Yeah. God is Asian. I don't know. That was a surprise.
That was a surprise.
Yeah. God is Asian. He looks a little bit like George Takei. And he sounds exactly like him. So that was a surprise. What else? No black people.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Which is weird. And I asked about that. I was like, that's kind of fucked up. Why aren't there any black people here? And God said, because they're all in hell. And I said, God, that's really racist. And he said, no, not really. And I couldn't really argue with that. So,
well, if you create the races, I think you get a pass.
Yeah, I guess so.
I asked the same question, and somebody told me that it's because they don't know how to love. They'll never find true love, the blacks. I don't
really
know why. Yeah.
I heard it was because they don't have souls.
Yeah.
But whatever. There are a lot of Mexicans. Apparently, that's another interesting thing. God told me that until like 1972 or so, there were no Mexicans in heaven. But eventually, the white people stopped being willing to take the janitorial jobs. So he had to start letting them in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it about heaven.
Yeah.
That's the gist.
It's pretty basic.
Uneventful.
Yeah, that's the changes.
Just a lot of shitty clubs, shitty nightclubs, and shitty jazz music everywhere. Yeah. God's really into smooth jazz.
Yeah.
It's kind of like being in a giant elevator. That's about it. That's about that. So, Paul.
Yes.
Before, I haven't seen you in years.
I think it's been darn close to 10 years by now.
Yes. Yeah,
I don't think I've seen either of you since the summer after Ari and I got done with high school.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. We all grew up in the, I cracked the window a little bit to try to help with the smoke. And of course, there is a heaven car outside with its alarm system going off, which is
weird. Why would you even activate your car alarm up here?
Right. I mean, the Mexicans are well paid and there are no black people, so... anyway, we haven't seen each other in probably like 10 years, like you said, and you have been living in the mystical land of Bolorado.
Bolorado.
Yeah, where the men are men and the women wear snowsuits.
Snowsuits, and yeah, it's very colorful.
Is it true what they say, that there are no cats and the streets are paved with cheese?
There's about 3 cats.
So it's a bit of an exaggeration.
Right.
But the cheese streets thing.
Cheese streets, they're roughly 60% of the streets.
Yeah.
But people sometimes reference the mean streets of various places just say cheese streets. in Bolorado. Do you refer to it as Bolorado?
I call it the CO because when I moved there, the OC was still a popular show at the time.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to be clever and call this the CO. And this nickname has not caught on at all.
That's weird.
And then I live in a Summit County. So I started calling that the SUCO-CO. Again,
why hasn't that caught on?
Again, no one's catching on to this. I have all these awesome names for things, and no one likes them. And it's
I think maybe you should have quit at the CO.
I think they're cool.
SUCO-CO.
I still like the CO. That's the main one. SUCO and SUCO-CO.
SUCO-CO. So what do you do? Tell the folks what you do in good old Bolorado.
I have 2 different seasonal jobs. Winter, which takes up about 10 months of the year.
Yeah.
For most of the part, I've been a lifty, as we call ourselves, just the lift operator who's there at the bottom giving you away, make sure you don't fall off the chair. This past winter, I have upgraded to being a lift mechanic so I can deal with the chairs and not the people, because I hate all the people.
Yeah.
Thank God.
People are bad news.
They are. And then during the summer, I'm just a grounds crewman at one of our golf courses, so I make it look all pretty. Like, I enjoy that. It's free golf, and that's all I really care about.
It sounds like a good gig.
It's a good gig. It's a good
and
gig.
And for anyone that missed it, he works at a, during the winter, works at a resort.
It is a ski.
What do you call
resort.
That? Skiing. That's right.
Yeah,
I forgot what you call that.
And you can snowboard too.
Who wants to go skiing? Yeah.
Or.
So this is how you maintain your collection of anime statues.
Yep. I'm up, only up to 5. I kind of wish I had more.
Only 5.
And they're all Rei Ayanami.
Oh, wow. Really? How many of them feature bandages?
Shockingly, I don't have any bandages. One.
No sexy injured.
injured
preteen. Not preteen, but young teen girl.
Yeah. It's, I think they're supposed to be 13 in the show, which... If you think about it, it's a little creepy, but...
It's post-teen.
But if you... I mean, they're supposed to, like, look adult or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they look ageless to me.
Sure. They're ageless.
It is
perfectly acceptable for me to have 5 Rei Ayanami.
So you never got the Ghostbuster thing.
I did not get the Ghostbuster one.
Was it because I shamed you out of it?
It is not because you shamed me out of it. Okay. I just did not have the funds at the time. I'm going to start saving up for my little anime convention that I go to in September, and I hope that they'll have that figure there in the dealer's room. If they do, I will buy it.
For anyone who maybe missed that episode back in the day or forgot, there's this anime girl statue that Paul posted a link to on Facebook, I think, I saw it. And it's this anime girl. I don't know who she is or whatever, but
it's not specific. It's just a generic anime girl.
She's dressed in a Ghostbusters costume, and the crotch is torn out of it.
Sexy Ghostbuster costume.
Yeah,
she was clearly in a tough fight there, Kyle. It makes sense that the crotch area has been completely torn out. She's wearing panties. So it's not like it's
some sex crazed ghost went straight from the crotch, but she fought him off. Yeah.
The chest area was ripped off too. I mean,
right? Well, yeah.
Well, at least one shoulder, so it shows a little bra. I mean, this is the expected wear and tear from a ghost.
That's the only place you can tear when the arms and legs are just flying everywhere, trying to get away.
So what is it? What is it exactly about these figures that appeals to you? Is it the sexy nature of
them?
There's
a slight sexy nature to it. I mean, I don't have any what they would call cast off where there's actual any nudity to them.
Oh, I didn't know there was a special term for that.
Oh yeah, there's a special
cast
term
off as in the clothes have been cast off.
Yeah, like you can. They usually have clothes that can go on, and then there's an option to just pop them off and oop tits.
There's no shame in that.
There's no shame in that.
It is a little extra funny to me that they do come with clothing so that you can disrobe them. Oh, hello there, Ray Ayanami. Here goes your plug suit. I know what they're called.
They're called plug suits. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think they're just nice room decoration, just like any poster or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. I'm not. Well, I mean, I'm kind of making fun, but not really.
I'm not too ashamed, so you can rip on me all you want.
If I was really making fun, I'd be a lot meaner about it. I don't fully understand the sexy figurine thing. Like, I kind of understand the figurine thing, but like a lot of the anime girl figurines I've seen are just kind of ridiculous.
They are.
Like the torn out crotch of the Ghostbuster costume is a little ridiculous.
I've seen so many, I don't find that too ridiculous.
Doesn't faze me at all. Yeah. But I've seen one of Chun-Li where, I mean, you know, she's always depicted as having big thighs, but this one in particular that I saw, she's doing one of those like high kicks. Mm-hmm. So it's exposing her crotch.
Right.
And she's just got massive tree trunk legs, super, super defined. And I don't know, it was like she's doing an action pose, but it's pretty clear to me that the point of it was to expose her vagina area. Right. And I don't know. It's really weird how much it almost seems like a fetish when I see like fan art or sculptures of Chun-Li, because they bulk those thighs out so much.
I mean, the character is supposed to have like meaty legs or whatnot.
But right.
Then people like, I'm going to stay true to the character and make sure her legs are nice and big. And then they just go insane with it.
And she ends up humanly impossible.
Right.
It's crazy. So about this whole anime thing, because that's one of your things.
It's one of my things.
What is it? What kind of shows do you like? Because there are some that I like.
Right. It's been so long since there's been anything great out. My favorite series still to this day is Trigun. That's a very Western-y feel to it.
Vash the Stampede.
Vash the Stampede.
I've only caught like one episode of Trigun.
It's a very good series, but you got to, like almost any anime series, you got to like watch the whole thing because it's annoying like that. Mm-hmm. I love Evangelion.
That's one I got into.
Giant robots fighting giant monsters, which kind of a standby, but there's deeper stories and whatnot to it. Like, you just have your generic monsters battle. It's like,
there are a lot of weird biblical references in
Evangelion. And that's the other cool thing about it, too. But
One thing that I kind of like about that is that it treats it as mythology, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it kind of treats it as though it's real, but it treats it the same way like a lot of role-playing games and stuff treat Norse mythology and things like that. Like, it's just kind of a framework for all these weird fantasy ideas and stuff. And I think that's kind of cool because you don't see that over here very often because people still take all that shit seriously. So they can't have fun with it like that. But that's a series that I would definitely understand if somebody told me they hated it. Mm. But I really do like that one.
The ending sucks.
It kind of depends. Well, maybe,
I like it, but I know everybody else.
Maybe both endings suck, but it kind of depends on which ending you mean. You mean the actual ending to the series?
The series ended kind of weird. I watched it like 20 billion times and I get it.
Yeah.
But
it felt like a huge letdown because this show is, there's kind of a theme to it that has nothing to do with giant robots fighting giant monsters, but that's kind of what the show is,
right.
Is giant robots fighting giant monsters. It's sort of an action show. And then the last episode is kind of all in the main character's head.
Last two episodes. That's
really?
Like the big
one. So it's like all in his head, and it's basically him like discovering himself and becoming okay with himself. And it's sort of wishy-washy and kind of felt like, I don't think this is the case, but it kind of felt like what occasionally happens to shows when they get canceled and they quickly throw together a finale.
They've always said that they were out of budget.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of put that together. But
then they came out with a movie. That I think has a better ending because it's more interesting, but it's kind of a bummer.
It is.
Everybody dies.
Everybody dies.
Well, almost everybody dies.
Except Shinji and Asuka.
And
he tries to choke her to death.
Yeah, he tries to choke her to death. Yeah. Mm. And that's like the end.
And that's the end.
that's it.
She just goes, I feel sick, and then it's over.
Yeah. And then there are some new movies.
There's four new movies. Two of them have been out so far.
I've seen those, I think.
The first one was very just repeating the regular series up until that big Diamond Angel, but they made the Diamond Angel like super cool.
Mm-hmm.
The second movie changes everything completely. Like all the angels look completely different. They've added a new character. Rei is actually like more human. She like tries to do this dinner party with everyone. She wants everybody to be happy together, which is
right.
Completely different from the way she was in the series. And then if you remember in the series where they have that new Ava comes in and then it gets infected by one of the monsters.
Yeah, yeah.
Asuka is in that Ava instead of just one of the other school kids.
I can't remember that guy's name.
Yeah, me neither.
The jock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, this is probably pretty boring for anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I mean, you're just sitting there not saying anything.
We talk about cartoons.
No, it's cool.
Deal with it.
I'm pretty confident a lot of people listening know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I don't want to dwell on it too long because I am afraid people won't be interested, but I am kind of interested because aside from you right now, I have had no one to discuss this sort of thing with ever, anywhere, ever. Like, I've sort of tried to tell people about, like, Evangelion, and they're like, okay, all right.
And then I'm like, ooh, that sounds cool.
Have you ever seen Bubblegum Crisis?
I have not. I know of it. I have not actually sat down and watched it.
I got a box set.
Nice.
Of the old Bubblegum Crisis. It's interesting. I enjoy it, but it requires a lot of, I don't know, suspension of disbelief might be the wrong term, but like, kind of like if you went back and it's not this bad, I don't think, but kind of like if you went back and watched Voltron,
mm-hmm.
like you kind of got to give it a lot of passes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's still pretty enjoyable, I think. And it's not as cheesy and corny as Voltron. It's slightly more Blade Runner-y, a little darker. Evil robots called Boomers, which is an interesting thing to call them. We should probably talk about something else.
We can just keep talking about how I'm a huge dork.
Oh, Pokemon then.
Pokemon.
We were talking about Pokemon before this. You told me there was something like 600 of them now.
There's 641, I want to say. I don't know. They put another 150 into this new game.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's beyond ridiculous. Especially for us, you know, elitist old school Pokemon masters that we're happy with the 151.
Because the game... I don't fault anyone for playing it not being a child, but it's still kind of meant to be a kid's game.
Yeah.
Do they still try to convince kids that they need to catch them all? Because that is kind of crazy.
This latest game is actually, the plot is very interesting in that the antagonists are telling you that it's wrong to capture animals and make them fight.
Oh, so it's kind of like a PETA sort of thing.
It is, and you can't say, well, you're wrong.
Right? Yeah. It is sort of weirdly cruel.
We are in the fifth generation of this game series, and they're like, hey, everything you've done, you're a horrible person.
Right? Yeah. It's kind of funny that they would introduce that, because those characters are kind of right, but you're still meant to play this game and do this.
And they try to just like, well, when you catch them, then you have a special bond with them, and you help them grow and be happy.
So like, you help them occasionally get knocked out and fuck up other people's pets.
Right. You throw out your little bug Pokemon against a huge giant dragon. Like, I believe in you,
Caterpie. poor Caterpie. Pokemon is weird because I played Blue, I think. Mm-hmm. And at that time, most of them were basically little animals.
Right.
Some of them were a little weirder than that, but for the most part, they were little animals. You were catching little animals and making them fight. But from what I've seen, as the series has gone on, they've kind of, you know, been grasping at straws for ideas or whatever.
They're so shitty.
And there are a lot of really strange ones. Like, there was one, I don't remember the details, but there was one I was reading about that was like, it was like the soul of a dead girl or something. Something really weird.
Yeah. I mean, they have the ghost Pokemon and whatnot. The one from this new series that I super hate, it's a bag of garbage. That's all it is.
A bag of garbage?
A bag of garbage.
We're out of ideas,
His
guys.
Name is Trubbish. Trubbish. He is a poison Pokemon and is just a bag of garbage. He has eyes and a mouth and his, like, two arms, which are just garbage spilling out of said bag.
So it's kind of like coughing. Coughing is kind of like like this weird meteor-looking thing that kind of belches smoke, right? Yeah. So he's sort of a pollution-themed Pokemon. Yeah. It's kind of like they took that and they were just like, let's do that as literally as we possibly can.
It's more like, hey, we need a new Pokemon. Let's look around the room.
Yeah.
Hey, who wasn't taking out the garbage? That's a new Pokemon.
Are there any cigarette-based Pokemon?
I don't think there are.
There should be.
There should be.
Mm.
There is one that is an ice cream cone.
Of course.
It's just an ice cream cone.
Can it melt?
No, it never melts. Its evolved form is just like Magnemite was, where it just combines with another ice cream cone.
Oh.
So the evolved form is two ice cream cones.
I was hoping it evolved into a sundae.
It would hope so, because that'd be
or delicious. A banana split.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Yeah. So Orion.
That's not the point to become more delicious.
It can be. What is the point of evolving Pokemon?
But anyways.
Orion, what do you think about Pokemon?
I was never a fan, but I can't knock it because I haven't experienced it. And there's a lot of shit I've come across in my life that I knocked people for liking, and then I kind of got into it, like the Buffy, the Vampire Slayer series. Mm-hmm. I couldn't give a fuck, and then somebody loaned me the whole thing, and I watched a few episodes, and then I would race home to watch it, because I had to see the last episode of the season. Oh my God! And then I'd take a step back, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? This is the dumbest show I've ever seen. So I never got into it, but I'm sure if I, fucked around with it a little bit, I'd get into it. Just never took the time.
I was pretty into the first game. I liked the concept and I liked the character art and stuff like that. And I just completely lost track of it after that. I think that was the only game I bought for my Game Boy Pocket was Pokemon Blue. And then I never bought another one.
I liked the second generation, the Gold and Silver. And then when it went to Game Boy Advance and I became Ruby, whatever, Sapphire.
Sure.
I dropped out at that point because they had, you know, double battle system. I was like, I'm not going to learn anything more than this classic.
I'm not here to learn. I'm here to capture Pokemon.
You're making too many Pokemon. And then the fourth generation, Diamond Pearl, when that came out, I was like, And then the first online game for the Wii was Pokemon Battle Revolution, which interacted with Diamond Pearl. You had to catch them with Diamond Pearl and bring them to your Wii game, then you could battle online. And I'm like, I'm going to kick a bunch of 10-year-olds' asses.
Fuck off, 10-year-olds. Did you?
For the most part, I've had a very good battle record online against the tiny children that...
Good. Are you King Pokemon?
King Pokemon.
Do they have like a stats list and you're at the top?
No, it was the first game Nintendo ever did online, so it wasn't very fleshed out. And what was really sad was that when I had that game, I wanted to only battle with the original 151 because I'm a Pokemon hipster. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had to buy the remake of Blue and Red for the Game Boy Advance. I had to play through that game again, and then there was a way to bring those onto your DS game so I can bring it onto the Wii game.
Was that the only way to get them?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Are they all in the newest game? Or do you have to do weird, crazy things
like
that?
You have to do even weirder, crazy things.
Wow. See, when you said there were like 600 or something now, I assumed they were all in the game.
No.
And I guess they are, but
there's
not.
You can't find them all.
Right,
there's only maybe 200 or so they can actually catch in the game.
That kind of sucks.
It does, because they totally have enough room to put in all the Pokemon, but they're still going to make you buy
genius,
as many
though.
Freaking games as you can.
It is pretty smart marketing, I guess.
Yes.
Because as long as kids are still buying them, kids are going to buy multiple copies and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
They always try to get everything. 2 to 3 versions of every generation. And then even though they could put all the new Pokemon into one game, they're going to split them up between the two games. So you had to buy both just to get all of them in that one generation.
What was up with Pokemon Yellow?
Yellow was...
Because the only thing I remember is seeing a screenshot of Pikachu surfing.
Yeah, I think that Pikachu could learn surf.
Okay. All right. Confirmed.
Confirmed. Yeah. And which was a big deal because obviously someone brings out a Pikachu, you're like, haha, I'm going to put in my golem so electricity can't hurt it. And then Pikachu goes, haha, I got surf, bitch. And then it's right. With water.
Surfboard upside the head. Was Pikachu even a starting Pokemon in the first game?
Not in the first one. Then in Yellow, since they wanted to cash in on the TV series, they gave you Pikachu at the start and said that you couldn't pick one of the original 3 starters.
Why did they latch on to Pikachu if he really wasn't that central to the game?
Nope. If I remember the story correctly, all those many years ago, for the TV series, they were originally going to have Clefairy be Ash's main Pokemon because they thought that was the cutest. They did some sort of like survey with the kids and they thought Pikachu was the cutest. They're like, okay, we'll make Pikachu Ash's main.
Fuck,
and
we gotta make that stupid electric rat character.
Popularity has soared since.
I think that was probably smart because Clefairy, I just can't imagine.
Completely gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clefairy. Right?
Now Wigglytuff.
Wigglytuff was fine.
Wigglytuff would be fine. Jigglypuff, meh.
Yeah.
Let's go Wigglytuff. Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur is the best. Yeah. It's still my favorite.
This takes me back.
Bulbasaur. Yeah. I'm sure this wasn't the last time I saw you, but the last memory I really have of seeing Paul here was being at his house, his mom's house or his parents' house at the time. Were your parents together?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a good childhood, unlike you.
Yeah, yeah. No, mine was pretty shitty. That was good. That's a good burn. But the last time I remember seeing Paul was being at his parents' house and playing some Pokemon game on the Nintendo Stadium. 64 Stadium. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think there was some kind of like mini game or something that involved Jigglypuff.
No, it was Clefairy.
Was it Clefairy?
And then like you were in a classroom. And everybody controlled Clefairy, and then the teacher Clefairy was like point up, point left, point right, point left. And then it would go, and you just have to repeat that. And then each time it would be Clefairy, Clefairy, Clefairy,
right?
As you pointed. And then if you didn't, you'd get your ass kicked.
So, how do you feel knowing that that is my strongest memory of hanging out with you?
It is oddly poignant. It's a good definition.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
you will be forever associated with Clefairy in my head.
I think after that, the only time I ever really saw you was when you worked at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then, like, me and my buddy, what was his name? Steven. Steven would come by because we were in that Science Olympiad, which I think you guys ripped on in the past.
Yes.
Right, sure.
And because we were building something at my house, so after school we'd go over there, get some Slurpees, lie to you and tell you that he was old enough to buy scratch-off tickets. And
oh, no!
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I know.
Were you building a Pokeball?
We were not. It was... God, it's going to be another nerdy thing. It was just a big Rube Goldberg device.
Oh.
Just like the whole idea of this competition that we were in... And there was a bunch of competitions in Science Olympiad because it's the Olympics of science. Mm-hmm. But
and you're up against the Asians.
Up against the
God.
But the thing that I was, my specialty was building a box that you would have to start with some certain action. That year it was you had to drop a quarter into it and it had to end with a ball going into a cup. And the more different actions you had going from one thing to another, the more points you got. So just do a bunch of stupid pointless shit. And originally we were doing it at the school.
Yeah.
And then after one of our regional competitions, we decided to take a break for 1 week break, get our minds kind of clear and figure out how we can improve it. When we came back, a couple of the girls on the team had taken it and made it so stupid.
Oh, no.
Like, the main
there was
thing,
a girl on the team.
I know. No. I had this very specific, horrible rule, but girls cannot work on my building machines.
Girls can't science.
They can't. Yeah. Like, as I said, you had to start with dropping a quarter into the machine. I would drop it on this little platform. They had a switch that would set the electrical thing and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I had the switch perfectly weighted out so that I could always drop the quarter onto it. It would always land and it would always be just enough to hit make the switch go without, the switch accidentally going off or the switch not going down.
Mm-hmm.
These girls had taken that off.
Why would you do that?
And instead put on this like little tiny wooden trough, which okay. would make you have to drop the quarter in vertically and land it in there and hope that it doesn't bounce out.
Jesus Christ.
So now it's more like one of those shitty token games.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, like I'm
Chuck E. Cheese.
Fuck this, Steven, we're taking this to my house because I don't want anyone messing with my awesome machine.
Yeah.
That's why girls can't be scientists.
That's why girls can't be scientists.
I think I remember making something like that as like a group project in one of my science classes. Like the whole point of it at the time was converting energy to different forms, like going from kinetic energy to heat energy and electric, whatever.
Mechanical to electrical to blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good stuff. Is there a special science Olympiad?
Can you imagine?
Because I would love to see it.
I'm sure there is.
I can't even imagine what that would entail. Like, it'd just be potato batteries. That's all it would be. Instead of potato batteries. All done by the parents, of course.
Instead of the egg drop, which was an event, you just have the potato drop, so it would be easier. Right.
Can you? You have to build a. It's not even like a rocket. They just have to put a. They tape a napkin to it as a parachute and throw it up in the air. Good job. Good job, dummy.
Oh, God.
That potato is just fine. The real challenge is not eating it. Don't eat the raw potato. I could just picture just a bunch of retards biting into raw potatoes like apples and then making faces like they don't like it. I told you not to eat that. It's not good.
Now you guys have to settle for the silver medal. Right?
It's the trophies are just bronze potatoes.
Oh, man.
Special science Olympia. Yeah, good times.
My fondest memory of Paul, we were in high school, and I had known Paul since elementary school. And in high school, he liked this girl, and he told me about it, and he was going to ask her out. And I'm like, this is big for Paul. This is big.
It was.
I would never have the balls to do this, you know? Like, way to go, Paul. Let me know how it's going or how it goes. And it happened, and she turned him down, and I felt horrible for you, Paul. And I wanted to rape that bitch so bad.
God.
Like, this is what you get for hurting my friend's feelings.
You didn't, did you?
No.
Because really, God, if you think about it, that'd be sort of a slap in Paul's.
I know.
He's like,
remember that girl
Paul,
you asked out that turned you down?
I could have done that? Oh!
Remember that girl you asked that turned you down? Well, I banged her. So.
It's all taken care of.
God. As if he wanted you to do that. Listen, Orion, I've heard you're a rapist, so could you bang some sense into this girl?
Oh, man.
That's kind of a weird thing for you to bring up now that I think about it. Like, hey, Paul, remember that time?
I'm trying to make sure we're on the same page. You're talking about, like, that one blonde girl that
yes.
like, okay, yes. yeah. It was worse than just asking her out.
Yeah.
I've asked her on several dates, and she always had a good excuse. And I was a very sneaky guy. I had my connections.
So
everything like she told me was completely true. She had a track meet that night. She was hanging out with her friends at such and such place, and eventually, I can't even remember how she turned me down. It was something about she gave me the line, "You can hang out with me and my friends sometime."
Yeah,
which is just.
That's a slap in the face.
Like, no, I don't hang out with your friends. Your friends are popular. I don't even know why I'm going after a popular girl like you.
She needed a buffer, apparently.
High school. Yeah.
I remember thinking she was okay. I didn't know her. But after she did that to Paul, I hated her.
Did it ever occur to you that being a very sneaky guy may have been part of your problem? Nobody knew because I was really good at being sneaky.
If you want to stay on the subject, do you remember prom? Like,
yes.
What happened there?
Yes.
To long story short, I went with another girl because Sarah turned me down.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Doesn't matter.
And then at prom, at the after prom, I got my face smashed.
Oh, yes.
Because at our high school, we couldn't you know, it was too small at the time. So we had it at this big sportsplex at prom. Mm-hmm. And then after prom, AKA, let's try to make the kids not have sex.
Right.
we were able to do the various things at the sports, at the sportplex.
Yeah, like an after party.
Yeah. And one of them was ice skate. And I'd grown up ice skating. I had a pond in my backyard and such. So me and my date, we went ice skating.
Yeah.
And now here I'm thinking, I'm going to impress her. I'm going to go really fast. And she's like, we already know where this is going.
Oh, no.
So I come up to the point where I'm going to turn, like, because the ring's going to end. At this point, I realize that my pond was always so big, I never had to stop. I would just kind of start going fast and eventually would slow down. So I kind of like edge and break, and I just fall flat on my face.
Oh, no.
And I get up, and I'm like, oh, that kind of hurt, and look down, there's a puddle of blood.
Oh, God.
I had smashed open my lip.
Oh, God.
So I had to be taken off the ice, and I had to put more ice on it to stop the injury that happened on the ice. And I'm hanging kind of outside to get some fresh air, and the blind girl that turned me down comes up, like, hey, Paul, how are you doing? And I kind of remove the ice, so see, I'm like, oh, my gosh, no. I'm like, okay, because I remember I talk. And this is so-and-so, my date, and he, like, reached out to shake my hand, and I hold up my hand, which is covered in blood. So he thinks I'm saying, hey, I would shake your hand, friend, but my hand is covered in blood, and I would hate to get that on you.
Yeah.
Of course, what I was really saying was, if I shake your hand, I will rip your arm off your cord and beat you over the head with it.
Oh, God. Jeez. That is very sneaky of you. Wow.
Oh, man.
So she wasn't impressed.
She was not.
Oh,
my date there. We went on a couple of dates after that just to make up for the horrible date that was.
Yeah.
Listen, I really want to make it up to you that I smashed my face and bled everywhere.
Like, I was passing out. Anytime I've given blood in my life, I've passed out. So
really?
I'm feeling horribly lightheaded. So this is extremely embarrassing, but had Mikey B, who went stag, take her home, and had my parents have to come and pick me up from the prom because I don't think I was good enough to drive.
Yeah.
Is it the sight of the blood, or is it just the idea that you're bleeding?
I get wheezy around blood, but I think it's, I don't know, blood sugar or something that always makes me pass out.
Maybe.
I never was able to confirm.
I've never passed out from bleeding, although I can't give, well, I mean, I technically can, but I can't give blood because I freak out about the needles. Mm. It's bad news. So I think that's probably just as bad.
Right.
If anything, I think it makes me more of a pussy because I can help it. I just wiggle like an asshole and make weird noises. But it's like if you pass out, that's not really your fault, but it's kind of my fault if I'm going, stop it.
But so. The gouge in my lip was pretty gross, and I didn't, even though I got lightheaded, I didn't pass out. So let's just be blunt. Because I remember looking like into my lip and going, well, I'm not going to get a good night kiss tonight. Saying I was Devin at the time.
Should have gone for it anyway. good times. All right. So moving right along. We're very good at segues around here.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I just realized?
Yeah. What's that?
It's been so long since I've hung out with you, Kyle. I've actually hung out with your sister more recently than I've hung out with you.
Oh, God. Yeah, tell me about that. How
was
that?
That was back when she was dating Zach, right?
Yeah, she
I'll
was.
Make sure
who
your sister is.
Mutual acquaintance.
Zach
was dating my little sister at one point. And to be honest, like, I liked Zach, and I kind of felt bad for him.
Yeah, we all felt bad for him.
Yeah.
And he and a few of the other guys of our group, who were the SFK, because we're a bunch of nerds. And
no, tell him what it stands for.
It stands for Sci-Fi Nights.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. That's awesome.
Okay.
And where they lived at the time, was a townhouse that had, like, five computers, I think, hooked up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was just a constant
line. Badass. I was there a few times.
So that was a hangout point, and obviously your sister was there fairly often.
With a lot to contribute, I bet.
I'm sure.
What do those do?
Yeah, right.
Sorry, Kyle.
I still have the pillow she made for us. I think that was a nice, sweet thing. Let's see one nice thing about her.
Did Orion just apologize to me for making fun of my sister? It's fine. She's terrible. Anyway, go on.
But anyways,
Paul.
That was, what, 2003?
Oh, God. I don't. It must have been
because
I was still living in town then, so it must have been something like that.
But anyways, that's just shows how long it's been since
you. So did she do anything exceptionally awful that you can recall? Because I'd love to hear about it if she did. Like, was she kind of a bitch? Like, did she whine about him paying too much attention to other things? Or
hanging with the guys.
She was just very quiet and eating.
And eating. I could see that.
Oh, no. We always thought Zach can do better, and he's got a very nice wife.
I'm sure he did better. And my mom is probably listening because I noticed earlier she responded to me asking people to ask questions on the Facebook. So sorry, Mom. Paul's just really mean.
Again, I still have the pillow she made for us. It was very sweet, a very nice treasure that I hold on to. I want to make sure we say
no. She's terrible, so it's fine.
I always thought it was funny because the group they had, the SFK, the Sci-Fi Nights, they were so cool. And if any of them got a girlfriend,
they shared.
It was my impression that they had to be cool enough for the group to accept them, you know. And when your sister came along, I was like, whoa, this isn't going to last.
Like when they broke up, I don't know, the relationship between her and the other SFK girls wasn't good. Like you want to drop a huge drama bomb. When Leash died, she didn't come to the funeral, and we were kind of upset about, like, not like angry, but like, oh God, she felt so bad that she wouldn't come to one of her friend's funeral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was just
not
like
cool.
A bad decision.
I don't know the details on why she didn't.
You're not going to interfere in that.
And I won't go into too many details or anything, but Leash was a friend of everyone who died in a horrible car accident involving a drunk driver.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. So it was a big deal. And apparently my sister didn't go to the funeral. And I don't know why. So I don't know if there was some kind of reason or if she was just like too busy with a bag of Doritos that day. I really don't know.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Kyle.
From what I understand, it's just that she felt uncomfortable around the other girls who were still accepted.
It could have been. And you know what? To be honest, as much as I enjoy calling my sister horrible and everything, if that is why she didn't go, I kind of think that's a good enough reason. Because I kind of hate funerals anyway. Like, I don't really care who they're for or what the circumstances were. Like, I just really don't want to go to them. Like, even if I'm at home devastated, I still don't want to go to the funeral. So, I kind of think that's okay. Although I still could see it being a bag of Doritos that caused the problem. So that's kind of depressing, Paul. Yeah, thanks for that.
I was going to drop the sad that's bomb good. On everybody there.
You want to hear something slightly less depressing?
Let's go with less depressing.
Last weekend, day after I think it was the day after the podcast, or maybe it was 2 days after, whatever it was. Last weekend, my good buddy John, my roommate, had this party thing. He sort of mentioned it when he was on the show. It was called a Tastefully Simple Party, which is kind of like a Tupperware party, like these parties that like middle-aged women throw each other, where somebody comes out as a representative of this company with catalogs and stuff, and they demo products, and then you're expected to order products at the end of the little demonstration thing. Well, this one is a food party, and I don't really understand exactly how John got talked into doing it. I guess he went to one, which was his first mistake.
Cool.
Yeah. And somehow got talked into hosting one himself. And so he had to prepare some food ahead of time. And the lady who showed up to actually, like, we were hosting the party here, but the lady who was actually doing it is this kind of frumpy, frumpster British lady. And she showed up with a friend of hers named Jenny, I think, who was also British, but she lives in California. And she was kind of a weird hippie. Like, she at one point was talking about homeopathy and how, oh, don't go to a doctor. Go to a homeopath, if anything. She was sort of weird. But it was really strange. Like, I'd never really been to something like that, at least not since I was a little kid and my mom would go and I'd go off and play in another room with some other little kids.
Yeah.
So I didn't really know what was going on. I don't know if they always go this way, but it was really weird and unprofessional. Like, the nice lady, doing the whole thing, but she didn't know what she was doing, really. Like, she was skipping around the catalog, and she'd forget which product she was talking about. And at one point, she handed out these cue cards. She gave one to each person, and each one had two questions on it. And she would call on us and have us ask the questions. But the questions were written as though we were really asking the questions. So, like...
So, like an infomercial, except there's no cameras.
Kind of. Yeah, like one of our friends had a question that was... I forget what it was exactly, so it wasn't this. But it was something like the question started out with a statement. Like, this is really fun. And then the question...
Why would you write that?
Yeah, that's crazy. And it was really funny, too, because she'd call on people and nobody wanted to read these questions. So they'd read them the way people used to read things aloud in like elementary school. Like, this is really fun. Tell me more about the spaghetti sauce. You know, like, they didn't give a shit. So when it came to be my turn, I was really excited. And my question was, do you have anything that's good for grilling? And I said, hey, you have anything that's good for grilling?
That's great.
And like I said, each card had two questions. I never got to ask my second one.
Oh, so wonderful.
Seems like it wasn't appreciated the way I handled the situation. There were also pom-poms involved. There were these weird raffle tickets that she had that she would give out for different things. And at the end, you got to write your name on them, put them in a little bag, and then she'd pull one out at random, and you'd get a prize. The prize ended up being bath towels. No, not bath, the kitchen towels. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah, who gives a shit? But one of the ways you could earn tickets was to shake these pom-poms when you got excited about something she was talking about, which, of course, would never happen if you were being honest. Oh, my God, garlic. Yeah, but I had the pom-poms for a while, and I did get a ticket from shaking them. But then she stopped giving me tickets, probably because I kept shaking them and being very obviously sarcastic about it. Yeah.
So was asking another question.
So one of the things John, I think, talked about when he mentioned this last time he was on was there's this product called garlic,
mm-hmm.
which is a dip. There's also one called onion that I think he also mentioned, but there's also one called bacon.
Ooh.
Which I was kind of mad at him for leaving out.
Yeah.
That's like the most important one. How could you forget about
that? And I'm upset that we didn't get to demo that one. We got to try the garlic, but no bacon.
Bummer.
And I didn't buy anything, spoiler alert. So I will probably never get to try the bacon. At the end of the party, she tries to get you to order things from the catalog, and she also tries to convince people to have their own party because it's sort of like a pyramid scheme kind of mm-hmm. scammy thing where they really make money on getting other people to sign up and do it. And I was the second person she asked, and I was wearing my stupid leather motorcycle jacket at the time, and I just really don't think I look like the type to host these food parties. But she was really kind of strongly going after me.
Wow.
She really made me feel pretty guilty. I had to say no at least three times before she let me go. She did. There was a girl there who apparently is going to have a party, so I think she's at least somewhat pacified the crazy frumpster.
Yeah.
And I don't think... Yeah, I didn't order anything. Maybe a couple people did. But basically, the whole thing was just sort of a mess.
That sucks.
I mean, funerals sound funner than that.
This is nothing really, but the kind of hippie chick that was there.
Yeah.
I kind of liked her. Like, the other lady just was maybe too straight-laced for me, very bland and a frumpster. But the kind of hippie chick, she was very take charge, and she really wasn't a part of the party. Like, she was just hanging around because she was a friend of the lady who was doing the whole thing. But at one point they were passing plates around for you to get this dip and whatever, and I didn't know what to do with it, and so she would get up and take it from me and say weirdly British, vaguely insulting things to me when she took it from me. Oh, and at one point, like, I looked a little awkward and I was trying to get this dip, and she came and she grabbed it and put it on my plate for me and said, what'd she call? She called me Blossom. She said, just hold still, Blossom. Let me serve you. and then went back to her seat. And she called the cat Remus. She called him Pussy, which is not crazy, but I don't know if that's a British thing, but it cracked me up every time she said it.
Yeah.
Pussy, come here, Pussy. Oh, what a good pussy. And apparently she has cats or has had cats. And every time she's had a cat, she named it something puss. Oedipus was one. Octopus was one. And there was a whole list of like eight. And I don't know if I can even come up with eight words that end in puss.
There were legitimate words that ended puss.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't just like sugar puss. I don't know. Fluffy puss. Yeah, no, they were real words. Like Oedipus is kind of a weird one to name.
Yeah.
An octopus. Octopus is a good name for a cat, though.
I'd name it a cat octopus. Yeah. It has five, though.
Kind of, yeah. Pentapus, I think you call that. Yeah. So that was that.
If I recall, British word for vagina is fanny.
Fanny, so which is hilarious.
Which is hilarious.
When you wear a fanny pack over there, they call them bum bags, I think, which is kind of even funnier to me, bum bags. I don't know why.
So I wouldn't be surprised if pussy didn't have the same condensation to it.
Condensation?
Condensation.
Yeah.
Whatever the word is.
They don't get wet over there.
I believe it.
Yeah. I'm getting a little scatterbrained right now, so I think now would be a good time for a break.
Sounds good.
Fabulous.
Yay.
Hey, man, this is George Washington Carver. That's right, my ass invented the peanut. When I'm not out back to 7-Eleven pissing myself and talking to a dog, I listen to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. And shit's hilarious. I even made my own radio out of some beer bottles, some peanut shells, and some old chicken stuffs I found outside a dog racing track when I was sleeping there last Thursday. Every time you listen to one of these episodes, a black helicopter comes down and gives me a bright, shiny new nickel. So listen to that shit, motherfucker. Peanuts is expensive to make, man.
I just had a terrible thought.com.
And we're back. Welcome back, everybody.
Boo.
Hey.
This is us back again.
You want to go into some voicemails before I forget all about them?
Let's hear them.
Okay. Let me go through here. Skype's been being kind of a jerk lately. Let me see. All right. We'll do this one.
Hi, it's Kat. It's Marley Kins. It's Friday morning, and I'm getting ready for work, and I feel sick as hell because I've been sick all week. And I've been going to doctors, and they've been giving me medicine, and I've been throwing the medicines back up. So I'm going to ask you four questions not related to my throwing up, fortunately for you. But hopefully you'll answer them and make me feel better. Question one, if you could have any person guest host the show, who would you pick and why? Question two, is Senator Fluffytron running for president in 2012? Because, you know, Fluffytron, I think, would make a great president, as we have established, because he's just so cute, and I think he would bring world peace. Question three, will you ever discuss pterodactyls again? Because I love pterodactyls, and I think everybody but Austin loves pterodactyls. And, you know, I don't know if you're running a dictatorship or a democracy, but majority rules. So, and the last question is Fuck, Marry, Kill. I hope you're familiar with this game. But your three options are John K., Duve, and Misnick. Choose wisely, and don't forget, God is doing a new thing in our lives. Yeah. Have a good day.
I think I know why you're not feeling so well. And it's because you keep singing that song. So stop doing that and you will feel better. As for your questions,
yes,
was the first one. If we could have anyone guest host, who would it be and why?
Yeah.
You go first, Orion.
God damn it. Oh, man. I would have my grandma on. Oh,
yeah.
And we could talk about the blacks and how wrong they are.
To be fair, they are pretty wrong.
So sweet in her passionate hate for the blacks. Yes, it's great.
Paul, I know this is a weird question for you because you don't normally host a show, but I guess you could still kind of theoretically come up with
somebody. You know, this is going to be completely inside, but if we can get Devin here,
yeah,
it'd be nice to catch up with him sometime.
He's you know, commented on the Twitter and stuff, and I think he's even left voicemails way back. So he's been involved in the show, but I don't even know where he is right now. Is he
I have no idea.
Last I heard was New York, but that was like nearly a year ago.
I think he quit Facebook,
and that's the only way I was keeping up with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. I think he's quit Facebook more than once.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's been a while now.
It'd be cool to have him on if he's ever... Devin, if you're ever in town, or close to town at least, let us know.
Let us know.
We'd have you on for sure. If I could have anybody, absolutely anybody in the world, Detective Kate Beckett.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Makes sense.
I would hug her. Well, I'd ask first. You know, I don't want to be rude.
Right, right.
But I would hug her because she would say yes.
I would take my microphone under the table on the floor. Because I couldn't look at her.
I am actually kind of curious, and I don't know if you'll tell me the truth anyway, but do you say these horrible mean things just because you're getting back at me for the Cameron Diaz thing?
Or a
little
bit,
really
think
she looks like the Bride of Frankenstein?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, but you can't break us up. Detective Kate Beckett are meant to be. What was the second question now? President or Senator Fluffytron.
Senator of the great state of, Fluffigenia.
Vermont.
that's a quicker one.
Yeah. I didn't even know he was a senator. So, I guess you're following his career more closely than I am. You'd have a better idea. I didn't even know he'd been built yet because, you know, robots are the future and all. And I guess we said that a while ago, so technically it's like compared to then, it's the future now. But as far as I know, no, he won't be running for president yet. I don't think the world's quite ready for a robot puppy president. We're just getting over a half black one, you know? And he's not at all robot, so.
I think in the 2030s.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Of course he's wanted to find his production certificate to make sure it was in the U.S.
Right, yeah. I heard he was made in China, so.
Oh, man. That is a good one.
He probably would be Japanese.
Yeah,
because they're pretty advanced on those robotics.
Except they can't find a robot to save them from the nuclear power plants.
It's because they're too busy making them play soccer and dance. They're probably way further along on sex bots than they are on robots that can save them from nuclear fallout or whatever. What was the question after that? Pterodactyls. Are we ever going to talk about pterodactyls again? I think we covered it, is the problem.
Yes.
What else is there to say about pterodactyls?
There's no breaking news about pterodactyl activities. Right?
We're just waiting.
Yeah. Are there any pterodactyl Pokemon?
Aerodactyl from the original 150.
Aerodactyl. Like, you say that like I should know.
You should know. Come on.
From the original.
150 are not that many.
You had
to
find the fossil and you had to bring it to the lab where they bring back ancient Pokemon.
I think for somebody who doesn't actually play Pokemon, I remember quite a few of them. Like I was just telling Orion during the break about Porygon, the virtual reality Pokemon. And I remember Cubone. With his crazy little... he wears his mom's skull.
His mom's skull.
because he's so sad. So pterodactyls, I don't know. If you find some pterodactyl news, I would be glad to cover it.
Yes.
And the last question was marry, fuck, kill John K.
Duve
and Miss Nick.
Yeah.
And for me, I think this is a no-brainer, but I'd like to hear what you think first, Orion.
I would marry Dave because he's so well spoken. He's successful and he's pretty. I would fuck Miss Nick and I would kill John because he likes the pixies. Yes.
Oh.
Why?
Paul doesn't really know John, but he's kind of familiar with him.
Kind of
through
familiar
through the forums and stuff.
I have the exact same answer. You know, Dave and I grew up next door to each other and. I went over to his place before I came here, and it just brings back so many memories that we clearly have a special bond between our souls.
Yeah.
We enjoy the same things and look deep into each other's eyes and swoon a little.
It's just society keeping your dick out of his ass.
And then Miss Nick, you know, has a vagina, so that makes a little sense there. And then John K. is just odd man out. I have nothing against
you. Nothing against you, but I got to kill somebody. Yeah, see, I have the same answer, but for slightly different reasons. I'm with Paul on Miss Nick having a vagina. Like, you know, that seems like a no-brainer to me. I would kill John Kay because he is a Catholic and would probably go to heaven.
Oh, so it's merciful that way.
Right.
Okay.
And I would marry Dave just because Dave wouldn't go to heaven. So, you know, that's that. So that was a good one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
good voicemail.
Yeah.
And there is one more.
Oh, look who fixed his Skype just in time for the show. A++, 100% great job. So, what I was going to say in the voicemail, I already typed via text, via keyboard, via the interwebs. So instead, I'll say this. Did you hear about the monastery over in Rome or Italy or somewhere that got busted because the nuns were giving the priests lap dances or some shit? Just look it up on the internet. You'll find what I'm talking about. Wondering what your thoughts are on that. Peace you. Peace you for life. Later.
Peace you for life.
Yes.
I appreciate that little shout out from my spiritual husband.
Oh, Dave also wanted to know on the Facebook, he wanted to know what there is to do in Colorado besides drink and ski.
Well, you can do them separately.
That's two. We're up to two.
I guess that makes three then, right? Yeah, you can drink and ski. Yeah.
We do have a gambling town between Denver and the Summit County that I live in, Suco.
So there's gambling.
There's gambling. So I like to go and play some blackjack because I am a card counter.
Is it true that medical marijuana is a big thing in Colorado?
It is. It's currently legal in Summit County. And in Denver, you can actually have an ounce, up to an ounce, and be completely fine.
Wow.
Do they have the crazy weed shops like they do in California?
Yes.
I hear about these weed shops in California that sell like marijuana candy.
We got brownies, we got the cookies. It's a real big issue in the county right now because it's a very divided community between kids like me who are there just to have fun. So we're the leftist hippies, and then the second homeowners who want the county in Breckenridge to be nice, wholesome, and
straight and narrow.
Straight and narrow. And
well, you don't have to go into the pot.
I know, that's what we're trying to tell. And then there's some old people who write into letters to the editor because that's the only way they can express their opinion.
Right.
And they're like, well, I see all these kids on the slope and they're so high, and now we've got this illegal. It's just like, before it became legal, there were still kids on the slope completely high.
Right.
It's not like this is a new thing for this county.
Right. God. It's just the cookies they were making before weren't as good.
Right. So anyways, what to do is in the mountains in Colorado, you can ski, you can gamble, and you can smoke pot.
All right. So that's good.
I personally quit a few years ago, but that's not a moral reason. I just stopped.
Yeah.
I'm cool with all my roommates who do it.
I don't know what this monastery thing he's talking about.
That's a weird one. What do we think
nuns.
Of it? I think it's sexy. I mean, nun is a whole like fetish, right?
Yeah. So, I'd have to see
all
these nuns
covered up.
Oh yeah, it might be like the nurse thing where there's just absolutely no like real hot one. Like, and the real nurses aren't hot. Maybe the real nuns aren't very hot either.
Okay. I don't know if this is what he's talking about or not. Anna Nobili is no ordinary nun. The 38-year-old used to be a lap dancer and spent many years working in Italian nightclubs. She is now using her talents in a rather different way for what she calls the holy dance in a performance on Tuesday evening at the Cross in Jerusalem Basilica in Rome in front of senior Catholic clerics, including Archbishop Gianfranco Ravasi, head of the Vatican's cultural department. Yeah, so this is a nun, used to give lap dances, still does, but she calls it something else. And she's not very hot, so...
No.
So
she's going to be old by now.
Yeah, well, so it makes me angry then. Because lap dances are bad enough to begin with, in my opinion. I just don't like them. Like, unless if it was like a private lap dance, you know, like with a girl that was into me, like she was just like, let me give you a lap dance. I'd be like, okay, that could be okay. But like going to a strip club and getting one is like, meh.
Well, you can get a good actor every so often. They act like they're really into you.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't need you giving me a boner I can do nothing about. Like, I really don't. Like, So if they're ugly on top of it, it's like, I really don't need you trying to give me a boner. And then like, I have to pretend I'm into it or else I feel bad.
And there's supposed to be a religious message behind it. Which
right. Yeah. And I'm supposed to be thinking about Jesus. And I mean, well, that makes me pretty hard. So. I guess it kind of evens out. I don't have a ton to say about it. I mean, it's weird. Fucking weird. And I'm surprised that they're down with it. You know, I guess they're down with pedophilia.
Right. Oh, did you see their like report on? You guys talked about that. Yeah, did you guys talk about that last week? Like they came out with a report as to why it happened, and they blamed the 60s
for pedophilia.
for pedophilia.
Yeah,
everything's of course I get the exact wording of it. It's just like the free spirit of the 60s and 70s to cause a chain reaction, not just to make the priests pedophiles, but to cause everyone to cover it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
We need a scapegoat. Let's choose an era, not a person or people.
Yeah, like so the whole idea of free love kind of infected the priests.
Causes you to rape little boys.
Right. Well, if it's really free love, Paul, then it can be with whoever you want. And then the church had to cover it up because it's not their fault. It's the 60s.
And then there was some part that said it was a training issue.
Like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
The problem is we lost the part of the manual that says don't fuck kids. And so we kept forgetting to train them about it.
It's rule 63.
Yeah.
It really even rule at least top 5.
Yeah. Oh, improper training. We just kept forgetting to mention that you don't fuck kids. And then, you know, the next group wasn't taught not to fuck kids, right. So they don't tell anybody not to fuck kids. Yeah.
At that point, they don't know that they don't know it.
Right, right, exactly. You know, that kind of makes sense. I feel your pain, pedophiles. if somebody just would have told me. There's more stuff on the Facebook here.
All right.
Dave said a bunch of crap when he thought the voicemail line was down. It wasn't, but Skype keeps updating itself, and every time it does that, it breaks itself, and all my settings are gone. So it just rings and rings and rings. But I fixed it now. Dave says, have you read any So You're Having a Baby books yet, Orion?
Oh, fuck no. No, 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 no.
No?
Aldi reads all that shit online for me, and
That's kind of scary to me, that she's reading all this stuff online.
You can't have the cliff notes keeping a baby alive.
I know.
Well, there's a lot of crazy shit online.
It's all bad, scary, scary shit, and I dismiss it all.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, but that is what babies are.
But like every little feeling she gets, she'll Google, and it's like the worst thing in the world. Call your doctor. No,
right?
And it's yeah.
Do you guys? Or no. You're like, well,
I'm like, it's probably this, and it. I'm always right. You know.
Yeah.
Probably gas.
Gas.
Yeah.
Symptoms: tingly side. diagnosis: baby's dead.
Oh, Ryan, I've been I've been having some weird like heartburn lately. What do you think that is? And you look it up on WebMD. It's like the baby's eating its way out of you. Dave asks me if, as a young child, I had both A, had a loved / favorite person die, and B, been convinced that heaven was a real place where I could go to see dead friends again. Do I think I'd still believe it now, or do I think I'd be just as skeptical as ever? I didn't have a lot of experience with loss of that type as a kid, but I had my uncle die, and I liked him quite a bit. I didn't really believe in heaven at that point, but I didn't disbelieve it the way I do now. Like, I was just kind of foggy on the whole thing. And I like the idea. Yeah, I think I'd be just as skeptical as I am now, because it never came from like a trauma or anything. It was like some people I've heard, you know, some relative of theirs, they watch them die slowly and horribly of cancer. And like, they're like, oh, no just God would ever do this. And that's how they come to be an atheist. For me, it was just like, this doesn't make sense. Yeah. This doesn't make sense. This makes just as much sense as Santa, and you guys told me about that one, and it was just a logical next step for me. So I don't think it would have made any difference. I guess that question was just for me, but anybody else have anything to say about that?
No.
Back in my like super idiotic conservative days back in high school, that's when I'm going to make more sad news about people dying. Oh. But you remember my best friend Jason died.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. That leaving in heaven was a good coping mechanism for me at the time, I believe. Now, it's not like I look back and like, oh, so stupid. It was a way to get through what was probably the toughest time of my life. At least I didn't like go any weird extreme with it. That
yeah.
It was a real problem in Christianity. But or a religion, I should say. But
I do like the idea of heaven.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah, like I would love to believe that everybody I've ever known that I really liked that has died has gone to heaven. That's fantastic, but I don't believe it's true. It doesn't make any sense to me. So
So now my best friend is actually just rotting in the ground, and that's come to acceptance.
Yeah, I don't think, for me at least, that's not really... The fact that they died is kind of terrible.
Yeah.
Because especially if they died young, you know. But the fact that they're now rotting in the ground isn't any worse to me. Like, I can see how, like, kind of aesthetically, it's like, oh, that's this person I used to like, and now they're just worm food. Yeah. But it's really not any worse to me because they're, it's not like they're down there going, oh my God, oh, this is terrible, you know? So I don't know. It doesn't really make any difference to me.
I think in those tough times, when you lose somebody very close that you love, you know, it's a dark time. And even if you don't believe, you're like, you have this mentality, like, who the fuck knows, right? You just hope that whatever's out there that we don't understand, you know, that, they're in a better place or they're having a good time or something's going on that is good to cope, you know? So I can get behind you, Paul.
Yeah.
In a way.
To be honest, I really think the Santa, I've mentioned this before, but I really think the Santa Claus thing, if I hadn't made the connection between the two,
yeah,
I would have believed whatever religious stuff my parents were telling me for a lot longer. But it was an eye-opening moment for me because I was so gullible that I had to be told Santa wasn't real. And then it just seemed like the same thing to me. Yeah. So, what else is on this darn Facebook? Oh, I'm supposed to make Paul do true stories.
Oh, God. Oh,
are you up for that at all, Paul?
My improv skills aren't at the peak performance now. It's been so long.
It's because you haven't been to the pot shop lately. I haven't been to the pot shop lately. Well, maybe we could come back to that.
Yeah.
I asked, like I do, what's going on, say things, whatever, ask us things. My mom commented on the Facebook and said, maybe you could talk about planking, which took me a minute to figure out what she meant. I had heard of planking before, but I kind of forgot. And for a second, I thought it was some kind of weird sexual thing.
Yeah,
I was like,
gay.
Mom, that is not cool. Don't do that to me. But planking actually is kind of dumb. It's this thing, I guess it started in Australia, where people will go places and lay down flat on their stomach and then take a picture of it. And that's basically all it is. That's the whole thing. And I guess the point is that it's kind of funny. Like, people see you doing that and they'll be like, oh, why are you doing that? It's kind of like laying down in the middle of the street. Like, it's just kind of funny because you shouldn't do that.
The pictures kind of reminded me of the people who go to the Leaning Tower of Pisa and act like they're holding
it up. And they pretend they're holding it up.
It's just a silly, weird, gimmicky thing that, if you show it to anybody, like, haha, look, isn't this funny? And you're like,
I love those photos of that Leaning Tower where there's like more than one person.
Yeah. You can see a whole group of them all doing it.
Check it out.
Yeah, it's so bad. I hate it.
It reminds me of the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess people have died doing it.
Really?
And
well, this is an interesting development.
I didn't read into it that much. Let's see.
It's actually a lot better than trying to hold up the Leaning Tower of Pisa now.
Darwin Award.
On May 15th, 2011, Acton Beale, a 20-year-old man, plunged to his death after reportedly planking on a seventh-floor balcony in Brisbane, Australia.
Fucking idiot.
This is the first known casualty of the planking fad.
That's extreme.
Yeah.
Dude on the edge of cliffs.
I was planking on the rotors of a helicopter. And then somebody started it up. I guess that's the only death. So never mind.
All right.
Some idiot fell off a balcony.
Jeez.
And they're blaming it on planking. So there you go, Mom. Eris Cousins asks, booties or boobies? Gentlemen.
Ooh, I mean,
God damn it.
I know
I've answered this question before for myself. For me, it's booties. It's gotta be.
I mean, if a lady can keep her booty looking nice, that is just so nice.
Nice things are nice.
It's respectable and it gets extra points. I mean, sometimes boobs are just perfect the way they are naturally. I mean, you can throw them in the sling or whatever, but.
See, with booties, and I'm going to keep using the word booty.
Okay.
With booties, it's pretty easy to tell if you found a nice one. Mm-hmm. You know, like they can't really trick you too bad on that.
Yes.
Maybe there could be some cellulite going on in there that you can't see through the pants or whatever, mm-hmm. but they can't really trick you too bad. You can pretty much tell. With boobies, there's all kinds of weird mysteries that could be going on in those things. Like those fucking massive dark brown areolas right. or just mm-hmm. like eraser nipples or... Like hairs on, like my first girlfriend had a couple hairs on her nipples. Like she'd pluck them out. But that's, it would have been better if I didn't know ahead of time. You know, it would happen on occasion. Pretty gross. So there's all kinds of weird things. Or, you know, they wear those bras that push them up and make them look nice. And then the shirt comes off and they hang down to their belly button or whatever. Or, you know, there's all kinds of weird mysteries that could happen there.
That was a good argument, Kyle. Good argument.
And I don't really feel like I need to argue it. I just like, I like booties. I know. That's what I'm into. Orion, did you even answer this question?
No,
is it really that hard for you?
It's, well, I'm thinking of Evangeline Lilly with her...
And her lack of...
Ass.
Yeah.
And that kind of turns it off, so I have to go with the booty. Yeah.
All right, then.
So, booty.
Booties
fun
it
to
is.
Say.
People talk well and kind of Kim Kardashian's booty, and I'm kind of on the fence about
it. I think...
there's like... I'm not sure it gets to the point where it's engulfing.
I'm not super into Kim Kardashian or anything. I think she's got a nice butt, but I think it's definitely on the border mm-hmm. of being too much butt.
Right.
Like it doesn't look real. Sometimes it looks like a special effect. like is that an animatronic? Is that moving on its own? Like I kind of expect it to grow little arms and just start start doing its own thing back there, like Quato from Total Recall. Yeah.
I'm always in the mood for a different type of booty depending on what I'm in the mood for.
Like Chinese?
Sexually.
Yeah.
Like if
Sweet
I'm in the mood of
booty.
Being, you know, in that sexual position where you're just laying on the bed and they're riding you, then yeah, decent sized booty, you know, pound that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm in the mood for something else, you know, I don't know. Anyway, you guys are giving me the look.
What else are you in the mood for?
I'm in the mood for moving on.
I really want to know what this other thing was where you're like, ah, oh, booties, nah. Nope.
All right. Yeah. No,
you're not going to go into
further
it.
Comment.
Not going to finish that thought, huh?
No.
Okay. Well, Gavin Allman says the Pope's man for dealing with the plethora of pedophilia charges against Catholic priests was arrested the other week. 0 Ooh. Points if you can guess what for. My guess is unpaid parking tickets. Well, let's see.
Oh,
I don't want to watch this ad. Man, the Pope, everything about the Vatican is so fucked up. It reminds me of like Legend of Zelda or something. Like there's all kinds of weird gold chandeliers and crazy ornamental bullshit all over the place. It's like it's not real.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being like a bishop or the Pope and wearing the weird robes and hats and being like, yeah, this is normal. Like I'm gonna go down to the Apple store in my Pope costume. It is a costume. You can't not think of it that way.
Yeah.
The latest sex abuse case to rock the Catholic Church. They don't give a fuck at this point.
They're like another.
It's so passe now to accuse the Catholic Church of pedophilia. It's like, yeah, okay, we're pedophiles. Everybody knows that. So it's not really that bad when you throw that accusation our way anymore. Is unfolding in the archdiocese of an influential Italian cardinal who has been working with Pope Benedict I can't read Roman numerals. It's so stupid. The 16th on reforms to respond to prior scandals of pedophile priests. Father Ricardo Sepia, a 51-year-old parish priest in the village of Sastri Ponente. Stop throwing these Italian things at me. Near Genoa, was arrested last Friday, May 13th, on pedophilia and drug charges. What? No unpaid parking tickets. Investigators say that in tapped mobile phone conversations, Sepia asked Moroccan drug dealer to arrange sexual encounters with young and vulnerable boys. There's a quote.
Is that a quote?
No, there is a quote. I wish that was a quote. Hello, Moroccan drug dealer. I'd like you to arrange sexual encounters with young and vulnerable boys. I do not want 16-year-old boys, but younger. 14-year-olds are okay. 14-year-olds are okay, but anything older than that, fuck you.
But they got to be one of the young looking 14-year-olds. They can't be like sprouting right. those like little fake mustaches.
Yeah. None of those.
It just turns me right off.
None of those 8th grade mustaches. look for needy boys who have family issues. Yep. Well, at least he's thought this through.
This is better than saying young and vulnerable.
He's got a plan.
He's got like a type.
Asking for specific problems with right. in their personal lives.
Yeah. Look for boys with low self-esteem. so that's pretty good. Catholic priests. It's not even that interesting to me anymore to hear about Catholic priests getting arrested for pedophilia or being accused of pedophilia. It's like, yeah, duh.
Yeah, it's been done.
That's what they do. And that's it for the Facebook. Let's see the Twitter. I think we got like one message on the Twitter, and that was Gavin, who says, "What is with anal? Poo comes out of there. Where's the appeal in that? It's gross." And I think he's probably being snarky there. Like, I don't think he really means that question, but I kind of agree with that mentality. Like, I'm not that into the idea. Like, I think I would try it. I haven't yet.
I think Dave made a good point. Like, if it's clean, you know, if you think about it, the vagina, and I'm not into it, you know, anal, but the vagina bleeds and secretes all kind of shit.
Yeah, but the thing is...
get up there and clean it.
Yeah. But the thing is, the asshole is for poop.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it does. It's poop all the time. And the colon, the large intestine is just hanging on to poop, like, all the time.
Yeah.
So... Like, the vagina bleeds, sure, but if it's not bleeding right now, then it's not such a big deal. And if you're not urinating right now, it's not like it's like just soaked with urine all up in there, you know? So it's just vagina.
Yeah.
But you put your dick in an ass, and unless you've gone in there and had some sort of manual evacuation, that's poop central. That's where the poop hangs out. It's where it lives. It's where its couch is. Yes. That's where it watches TV.
Oh, God.
That's where it winds down after a hard day at the office. That's where poop is.
Yeah.
And I heard something the other day, and I don't know if this is true. I heard it on another podcast, but somebody was talking about a phenomenon known as poop snakes. Which is where if you, you know, without a condom, bang a chick up the ass.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
And then you pull out and then like you go. You like make a trip to the bathroom and it's like a little Play-Doh fun factory. You poop out or not. You piss out a poop snake out of your dick because your urethra has been filled with poop.
Oh, my God. I thought I knew where this was going, but thanks. Wow, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's horrible. Makes me want to get some kind of surgery to mod my urethra into different shapes. Or like to get a piercing that would hold those little frames that go into the Play-Doh Fun Factory. You know? Like the one with a few little holes.
Yeah.
So it's like spaghetti or the star shape.
The crescent moon.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
That could make it worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Paul, anal.
I cannot speak from experience. I'll concur. It seems like a bad idea.
Like I said, I would try it, but I would be skeptical. and I don't see the need for it, to be honest. No. Like,
you'd have to know that it's clean.
Unless it's something the girl is really into, which apparently some are.
Yeah.
If she's really into it, then, you know, maybe that's something we're going to have to do, because otherwise I'd feel like a jerk. But, yeah, it's not something I like need to try.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it for the Facebook and the Twitter. Paul said he had some wonderful things to say about kids. And that's probably not the best way to introduce it.
It really isn't.
Paul, give us your views on kids.
Well, the whole thing about me visiting from Colorado is I was originally going to help my sister move from Chicago to Lansing because things are apparently too expensive in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But... So I flew into Chicago and she picked me up and I've been spending the past like 3 days with her and her kids. And I don't know how she hasn't hung herself yet. they're lovely. God. They're cute. And I could put up with them for 47 minutes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. She had twins. I should have.
Yes.
Yeah. Clarify that when I say her kids. It's boy and a girl, 16 months now. I know you guys hate it when we count in months, but...
I do. I really do. Like, we have years for a reason.
If you ask them how old they are, they hold up one finger, which is, again, cute, but it doesn't take too long before they find a reason to scream at an extremely high-pitched noise that makes me want to kick them across the room. But
yeah,
my sister's watching, so do that.
What have they done recently that's pissed you off?
Mostly they're getting the high screeching and the television programs they watch.
Oh yeah. Oh
god. Are we talking like Dora the Explorer?
Dora the Explorer, who I have waged a war against for many years now. Think that this is the stupidest program for kids, because it's just like you have a map, but you keep asking God for directions.
Is that one of those shows where the character talks to the audience
exactly.
and then stands there and stares at you like an idiot for a while?
Dora the Explorer, like, I'm pretty sure invented that.
Yeah.
Like,
I think Blue's Clues used to do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's probably Blue's Clues.
That's pretty hey Dora. Huh? Where's Blue? And then that's it. They just stare at you and then eventually act like you told them.
Yep.
Which must feel terrible for dumb kids. Like, you know, like, I don't know where Blue is. And then eventually they're like, yeah, that's right. I didn't say anything.
And Dora's all like, where do we go next?
Yeah.
Do we go to the tree next? You have a map. The map explained this to you like 12 times a few minutes ago.
I get it.
And
maps
we went out,
are dumb.
And maps are dumb. And regards to specifically the kids, we were still in Chicago, we went to this museum for kids. For anybody from Lansing, if I say Impression 5,
yes,
we
please.
Know what it means.
Yeah. I was going to say, please tell me it's some scientific museum that's right. fun. Yeah.
But it's aimed kids. There were no kids there older than 6, maybe.
Yeah.
And I'm there, and sometimes I think my job sucks, and I wonder if I worked here, how long would it be before I start committing atrocities?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Just these kids just running around screaming, and there's...
Not understanding science.
Not understanding science. I push a button, and a thing twirls in a circle. I'm going to do this 20 times. Not understanding that this is teaching me about air power.
Yeah.
And then... For some reason, the people who built this place felt like they should put in a water exhibit.
Oh, no.
It's just water. This like little current thing that's supposed to teach them about currents. They're not going to learn about currents. They're going to put their hands in there and splash it all around.
No.
I imagine it turns into a makeship water park.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And one thing I'm thinking during the whole time here is... It's not just my sister and I. My parents also had come down by this point. So we got 4 adults watching these 2 kids. And I'm doing everything I can to stick with my parents. Because
right.
just one guy sitting in the corner watching all these kids and you can't match him up with another kid. That's Congratulations, right. You're the pedophile.
That's how I feel.
Luckily, yeah. I was sticking with my parents. I was wearing the shirt that I'm wearing right now, which... Is it funny? Because it has a Mario block and says, I'd hit that. Thank God I realized I was wearing this shirt before we went there. So I don't want to go to a kid's museum wearing a sexual innuendo.
All alone in the corner?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'd hit that indeed.
God. I mean, I have to make such an effort to make sure I don't look like a pedophile.
Well,
and
that's
bothers me.
That's kind of a shitty thing about modern society or whatever. Would like to catch a predator and everything. People's idea of how many pedophiles are out there is hugely elevated. And so if you see a man anywhere near children and they're not apparently his children, he's a pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah. And later in the day, after I got through the museum without killing anyone, my parents took the kids for a walk around the block, and I went with them. My sister had to make phone calls about her whole weird situation. Anyways, so my parents are walking with the kids, and I'm hanging about 2 cement blocks back, because every so often the kid would trip or fall or just kind of walk slow, and I have to like point them back in the right direction so they can walk around.
Pick them up and give them a kick.
So Kennedy, the girl of these twins, she would often walk onto people's driveways if they were a different color than the sidewalk, because she wants to see if they're like textured differently or something.
Okay.
And there's one point where she's on someone's driveway and kind of walking towards the grass, and I kind of run up to grab her. And this car on the street who comes up to the driveway and stops. And I'm thinking, oh, what a hilarious coincidence that the owner shows up. So I kind of grab Kennedy, put her back on the sidewalk, and I turn to smile and wave at the car, either saying thank you or sorry, and then the car drives away. My parents are like, what's up with that? I realize it's because there's a couple walking a kid. One kid falls behind, and the guy in a black hoodie runs up and grabs the kid behind him.
Oh, God.
Clearly, the car had to make sure I was just...
Yeah. You're with the group.
I'm imagining you with one of those, like, Hamburglar-style masks on.
God.
And a big burlap sack that says kids on the side of it. That would be really funny to do. Just to go through a neighborhood, like have somebody who has kids bring their kids out, but like step back so nobody sees them. And just have you run through the neighborhood with a mask on and maybe one of those black and white striped shirts.
Yeah. I just escaped from prison and didn't change my clothes.
Right. And you just grab a kid and throw it in a burlap sack and run off with it.
It makes you worry about this generation coming up because now you can't even have your kids riding their bikes outside anymore because that's where all the perverts are.
Yep,
going to
yep, right, yeah.
So they're all going to get fat sitting inside on the internet where the actual perverts are.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're safer outside. Yeah. These pedophiles, they don't go outside unless they already have a meeting set up with a kid. Otherwise, it's World of Warcraft and chatting with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Chatting with Chris Hansen.
Like when we were kids, pedophiles worked hard for it, man. They had to go out and buy like an ice cream truck,
right?
Get a license,
pair of binoculars,
learn the school schedule, mm-hmm. and they had to settle with like the fat kid that was left behind on the walk over to school,
right? Pick off the stragglers, yeah.
Now yeah. They just go to www.8yearoldnoparents.com.
Right? That is a good site.
Yeah. Great site.
8yearoldnoparents.com.
Oh, God.
I mean, there used to be time, like, if a kid comes up to you at the park, you know, like, hey, they're a little scamp, you give them a little rub on the head, and here's a butterscotch candy, and they're off.
Now, oh, God.
A kid runs up to you, like, throw your hands up in the air. I do not have an erection.
Yeah, and the butterscotch candy is a definite no.
Can't do that anymore.
Butterscotch candy isn't even all that good. Like, it only exists for pedophiles to use
God.
As a tool of the trade.
Yeah.
If you ever see a trail of butterscotch candies on the ground leading away from a playground, don't follow it. Because there's only bad things at the other end of that trail. Yeah, man, pedophiles. Can't live with them. Can't live without them. I only wish 8yearoldnoparents.com would branch out, you know, because sometimes I'm in the mood for a 7-year-old right. with no parents, and there's no website for that yet. I hear they're working on it, though, so soon enough. Oh, man, what else? I know there's plenty of other stuff to talk about. I went to the bar the other night.
How'd that go?
With John. It went okay. Eventually I came home and I puked.
Oh no.
But up until that point I was fine. It's pretty good. Met a bartender that I kept telling was my BFF.
Oh no.
And then I upgraded it to BFFL. So
did you have to tell her what that stood for?
I think I did tell her, but I'm pretty sure I didn't have to. Okay. I think she probably got it.
Okay.
Pretty cute. I would have hugged her.
Yeah.
hugged her, yeah. I also met a lady named Trisket. I don't believe that's her real name, but I don't remember what her actual real name is now. But John and I kept calling her Trisket. And yeah, I guess that's a pretty uneventful story.
Oh, Trisket. Did she look like a horse? I'm sorry. Trisket.
No.
Come here, Trisket.
You're thinking of Seabiscuit.
Yes.
That's Trisket. Different. No, this is Trisket. God. Oh, yeah.
The horse with Down syndrome.
I'm starting to run dry here, guys. Yeah. Anybody got any things they want to say about things?
I'm out of breath.
Because if not, I think it might be time to just call it quits.
All right.
Paul, anything?
It was a complete pleasure. Complete pleasure.
It has been very pleasurable.
Yes, be with you guys. Thank you for having me over and on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Quite the honor.
You're welcome, Paul.
And it also, good to catch up with you guys.
Bob. Oh, wait. Yes. God, this probably won't really go anywhere, and then I'll feel stupid for bringing it up, but Paul brought his 3DS with him today.
Oh, yeah.
And Ryan and I hadn't really seen one in person yet, and I have to say I'm very impressed and pleasantly surprised, because I was a little concerned about the no glasses 3D being sort of weird and I don't know, not working that well or having some weird kind of like vertical line artifacting in it or something, just kind of looking weird and shitty. But it doesn't. It looks great. And it's not that hard to find the sweet spot, like, because you do have to look at it from the right angle. But it's not like back in the day when all LCD monitors were pieces of shit that you had to get like in exactly the right spot to see the right colors on the screen and stuff. It's pretty nice. And it kind of makes me want to punch everyone who's ever said 3D is a fad and 3D sucks and, oh, I hate everything 3D. I already thought you were all idiots, but now I really do because there's no excuse for hating this. It's kind of awesome, and you don't have to wear glasses. It's kind of the best thing ever.
Yes.
The only real complaint, I guess, is that there aren't very many good games for it now.
It's a slow start in the game world.
I mean, come on, give it some time, and this thing's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks for bringing that by, Paul. Yes.
Oh, very, very welcome. I like showing off my toys.
We also played a game where I got to shoot Orion's face, which was pretty cool. A
bunch of Orion faces coming out of the walls.
Yeah.
You had to stave off the invasion of Orion face.
Yeah. That's a recurring dream I have. I don't know what the Orion faces in the game's intentions are, but in my dreams, they're not good.
We've been friends for a long time, Kyle. I mean,
These Orion faces come out of the wall at once, and they all in unison say, "We've been friends for a long time, Kyle. Come on.
Stop being afraid.
It's been a long time in the making." And like one is using its teeth to tug my pants down. I'm like, "No, Orion heads." Okay. All right. Well, on that note, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can email Paul at paul@8yearoldsnoparents.com.
Admin.
Admin at 8yearoldsnoparents.com. Right? You can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And of course, check out the forums. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/ijhat and twitter.com/ijhat. And you can donate. Send me all of your money so I can get a 3DS.
Yeah.
And Paul and I can defeat 10-year-olds together.
Yes.
We can battle online against the 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
They have better Pokemon than us.
Yeah. Fuck those 10-year-olds. Don't really.
Oh, no.
10yearoldsnoparents.com doesn't exist yet either. So soon. And I guess that's it, right?
Let's do it. Thanks for coming along, Paul.
Oh, thanks again for having me.
All right, guys, that should do it. We will check you next week.
Bye. Alakazam, Dodo, a Venonat, Macho, Kangaskhan, Hypno, Electabuzz, Flareon, Blastoise, Poliwhirl, Oddish, Drowsy, Raichu, Nidoqueen, Bellsprout, Starmie!
Woo! We're at the halfway point. Doing great so far.
We? What's all this we stuff? I'm doing all the hard work.
Break time's over. Here we go!
Metapod, Marowak, Kakuna, Clefairy, Dodrio, Seedra, Fireplume, Granny, Lickitung, Tauros, Weedle, Nidoran,
Machop, Shellder, Porygon, Hitmonchan!
Gotta catch 'em all!